And addendum with that, Kanye West's wife, dad, is trying to get an injunction on him because his daughter,
he had a point though when he's
I might have to see you though.
When you're grown, you do what you want. I get it, but like when he said
how old is she?
I don't know how old is though. I don't know how old Kanye's wife is. But like the thing, the phrase that killed that I was like, damn, he got a point. I was like, what if your daughter, he got two daughters, right? Right? What if your two daughters decided to dress like that out in public? What would you say? And I was like, ooh, that's he got a point.
Oh, she's 20. She's just turning 29.
How old is Kanye?
He's 2 or 3 years older than us, so he's like 46.
He's 40 plus? Yeah. Kanye 40 plus?
Yeah, Kanye damn near 50.
I mean, I never.
Because he's 20 years. He's almost 20 years older than his.
But dog. I mean, it makes a good point, bro. It's like, listen, like that's a great point. Like, how would you feel if Northwest, 10, 15 years from now shows up and she wearing, whatever and out there like that, or your other daughter? Like, what would you feel? What would you say? You know what I'm saying? So he be having her out here. I mean, granted, listen, your relationship is your relationship.
I stab people's houses.
Those are your four walls.
That's his house.
But the way he be having her out here, I'd be like, yo. But I mean, he said it on his little Instagram rant. That's my wife. If you don't want to see her, then don't follow me.
So she's born in 95.
Wow.
High school, shit.
I was going into high school 96. That's crazy.
Okay.
So, the whole.
He's 18 years older and he born in 77.
The whole thing where she was walking.
That nigga 4 years older than
she? She had on a bikini walking in New York City with no shoes on. I said, all right, well.
And New York, New York
Street. We just in February, so they still feeling a little bit of the cold. So I'm just like, it's a little different, man.
I'm going to address.
You know what I'm saying?
As a father.
So she's Australian.
As a father, I feel what he's saying. I would hate to see my daughter outside, whatever. But she grown and she can do what she want to do. And in 5 years, if it comes out that she was, forced to do it or some shit, then I guess address it then.
I feel like that's what's gonna happen though.
So this basically, she's an employee of his.
Who is?
His wife. That's how he met her. She's been working for Yeezy since 2020.
Yeah.
The company, like the actual company.
He met her.
He met her at working for his company.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. She's a designer.
Yeah.
Did not know all that.
So I'm talking about the Adidas stuff.
Yeah, go.
It's crazy that folks was really like, Kanye designed this and he owned that and this, that, and the third. He didn't design them goddamn shoes, y'all. Adidas has some people design them shoes. If he designed them shoes, he'd have the design with him and they wouldn't be able to put out new colorways. But obviously, they can put out new colorways. Like he signed off on them designs. He wasn't fucking making them. That nigga didn't draw them some fucking shoes. We got to stop giving niggas credit for shit that they ain't do.
So what about the Jordans?
I know Jordan didn't design these.
So what makes it so special then?
What do you mean?
What makes your shoes special? If Jordan didn't make them, what makes them so special?
Fresh Prince was wearing them. No, I'm being honest. So you, I'm telling you
Fresh Prince wore a different Jordan.
He wore all types of different Jordans.
The main one that he has is the Bel Air.
But that's not the only pair that he wore. Also, Martin Lawrence wore Jordans.
Was it the grapes or some shit?
Yeah,
I forgot which one it was.
That wasn't the
only
purple neon.
Yeah.
White.
So why?
That wasn't the only.
So why not just wear those versus just wearing the other retros?
He didn't just wear one type of Jordan. But also, Martin Lawrence wore Jordans. Pop culture people was wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wear them because I saw Michael Jordan wearing them. I wasn't even watching Bulls games.
Just being stylish for the time.
Yeah, I was watching Spike Lee wear them. Fucking Denzel Washington wear them.
When you found out who they represented, Jordan,
couldn't even afford them back then, so I actually wasn't wearing them.
Well, now that you can't afford them, does it make a difference now that you know because you don't like Jordan?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Literally, I thought, Doja. I can like a nigga's shoe and not like him as a person.
I get it.
He's paid already. The shoe I bought didn't pay him. He signed a contract with Nike. He's paid whether they sell 10 pair or 5 or 6,000 pair. Jordan's already paid. So, therefore, if I see a shoe that I like, I'm going to buy it.
All right.
Like, I'm going to be real. Jordan ain't done nothing too bad to me to be like, he's just a horrible, horrible person where he killing kids or ripping motherfuckers or some shit. He's horrible to his friends. He got yellow fucking eyes. He drink Hennessy all day. And he gamble and smoke cigars.
He Damn, they got me feel a certain way, sideboard, that your gambling got your daddy killed.
I don't see that. I think that's a rumor too. So, but again, I don't like the Yeezy shoe. I don't like none of his shoes. I was just gonna buy them shoes to be petty. I wouldn't even wore
them. Them Trump shoes though. I ain't gonna hold
you. Oh my God!
Listen, I don't endorse Trump.
There's some shoes I never wear. But I'll never wear the Trump
them
shoes.
Them little gold Jones with the red. I was like, okay, hey, these, hey, little. I mean, you know what I'm saying, you can just, you know, throw some dark denim, a little bit, a little sweatshirt. You feel me? Throw a little ball cap on.
You want
to
get the MAGA 5s,
bro? Yeah, I ain't say I was going to get them.
Here we go. Let's go on to
go get the MAGA 5s.
They don't look bad, though. I ain't going to get them, but they don't look bad.
I guess though. I didn't like them. I don't even like how they look.
It was flashy. The most disrespectful part is that they were like, Trump's got shoes. Yeah, and they think that's going to swing the vote.
Yes.
It's only 50 pairs. It's only like 50 pairs.
He was the sneaker kind, didn't he?
But shout out to D shout out. Is there such thing as a D shout out? Where you can like take away a shout out that you may have gave like years ago to somebody my D shout out is for Fat Joe. I heard talking about, look here, Fat Joe, you could, if you were, because he was like, oh man, I had to get him because I'm a sneaker kind of sweet.
We got him
free. Yeah. You didn't have to videotape and let nobody know if you're a real connoisseur. Bro, you wanted to sell them. You didn't have to let nobody
these
know,
look
Fat
like,
Joe.
These look like some RIP Apollo Creed. It's like some shit Apollo Creed with a war. Some living.
That he got buried in?
Like, yeah, these the living in America. Wars, dog. Like,
the living in America ones?
Stop fucking playing with me, dog. Dog.
The James Brown edition.
Dog, there's an American flag on these shits. Mm-hmm.
He said 400.
It's 400.
You know what's crazy?
I would.
People are going to go to the back.
No, it's going to end up being a novelty shoe. Crazy.
Oh, he got low tops too? Oh, my God. I bet not see none of you niggas in these shoes. I'm going to take y'all shoes off y'all feet. If I got to make you dance like Tory Lanez did Meg, and that's not a joke. You niggas, bruh, stop playing. Tory Lanez trash. These Trump shoes trash. Niggas who like these shit
all
trash.
Of it, trash.
Doc, stop.
So yeah, I mean, y'all think?
Hey, niggas is bootlegging them now.
What do you mean they bootlegging them? Hold on. What do you mean?
I'm looking on the internet. Look at these. They're taking some Jordans to some Trumps.
Oh wow, they put a big old T on
them. They put a big old T on them. And 45. No, I'm serious. They bootlegging.
That's crazy.
The bootleggers are now making other fake Trump shoes.
Got to get where it go. But I mean, it's gonna be the next fad though. You definitely gonna see a bunch. I can see him at his rally, right? And it's gonna be a bunch of people.
Will he wear his own shoes to the rally? You think?
No, I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about the people that support.
I mean, it's only 500.
Yeah, it's only 500 though.
What do you mean?
It's only all those Trumps they made. All those Trump shoes. It's limited amount. Oh,
I mean, what the fuck? They
now, if Trump was gangster, he would just send out randomly in the hood, just the random black people in the hood. And just send them to random black houses. I'm talking, if he really was like trying to get the hood, I'd have sent him to all projects, Chicago, Oakland.
I went into the hoods of America.
And I sent out hundreds of pairs.
Gave the blacks shoes.
Doc, I hate that nigga, dog.
I gave the blacks shoes.
Doc, I hate Trump so much. Like, I gave the blacks. My
shoes.
Man said he got indicted, and that made black folks like him.
Yes,
more.
And that was at a black rally too. A black Republican
he
rally.
He just say
too.
The most.
What did he say? He said, all I see right. It's hard for me to see. All I see are black people mm-hmm. right there right now.
He was at the black Republican rally.
All I see is black.
He was like, because I identify with them, what they've been through, what the struggles they've been through in their life from being arrested and oppressed by the government. I'm like, huh.
Golly.
You just gonna grift this man. Out all the way,
dog,
huh? He's gonna grift.
Dog, he's such a fucking grifter, dog.
That's scary, bro.
God, I can't stand.
That's scary.
Hey, that if you
is,
ever
that
see
he,
this,
that
I know you
is.
Probably won't Trump because you ain't looking at this. If you ever see this, I fucking hate your fucking guts, dog. I hate
that's
your
scary.
Somebody else that's a grifter.
Hate your orange ass skin. Hate everything about your ass.
Joe Budden is not. I don't know if necessarily he's a grifter, but
this Candace Owens
is definitely a grifter.
Oh, she's Queen Grift.
Yeah. Is going on the Joe
Queen
Budden's
Griffey
podcast
Jr.,
this week coming up.
It's like, is it a one-on-one podcast or is it the whole clique of
people?
We don't
know. We don't know.
Hey,
that's gonna be the.
I think it's one-on-one.
Because if Joe Budden has his list of people on there, mm-hmm. them are some people that's gonna like speak up for the most part about the bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. But like, cause you got Oh, I forgot Melissa the names Ford. Of the guy. But Melissa Ford. Melissa Ford, not just her, but there was there's another gentleman.
I don't know them other cast names or something.
But nonetheless, they would call out bullshit, right? Yep. But if you talking about one on one, I'm not saying Joe Budden not gonna go there, but it's like
he
it's
probably not.
So much you can really dig into. You see what I'm saying? Like
shout out to my older brother who was in town a couple weeks ago. Who said, man, a part of me wants to fuck Candace Owens. Like, just off general purpose. I was like, what? We walk.
What's up, y'all? This is RVS.
This is ROD, a.k.a. Rated R.
And we are the We Coming For You cast. And we talk about pro wrestling from a black dude's perspective. Tell them what they can expect on this here podcast.
Oh, we gonna give you all the raw and dirty and the everything black from AEW, WWE, Impact Wrestling, and any other wrestling in between. If you want your wrestling unfiltered, uncensored, and you want it raw, you need to subscribe to the We Come For You cast.
Right here on SOLC Network.
Right, I was like, I literally stopped while we walked. I was like, what? He's like, no, for real. That'd be kind of fly, right?
Why?
That'd be kind of fly?
What is wrong with y'all, man? Y'all like the Trump shoes. Y'all want to knock down Candace Owens.
Hey, so
same thing with Sage Steele.
Pretty sleepy before you were married, and Candace Owens saw you at Ballpark Village, and she like, hey,
shout out Ballpark Village.
I'm trying to think somewhere.
Maybe but I know her. I know her politics.
Yes, you know it's Candace Owens though, but she barged over in her booth area.
As former vice president of the collegiate Democrats at my school, I would.
You wouldn't go bust it down for the crew though.
I would not. I would not.
What did you say? You would go bust it down for the crew.
No, I would not. I would not. I wouldn't even want to have a picture or be even seen with her.
I'm not saying you would have a picture with her.
Doug, I'm telling you right now. No. And it's a hard no. Like, I've turned down sex for less.
I've turned down sex. Like,
it's a hard. Well,
what do y'all think about the Joe Budden in general being on?
I need to see how it goes, I guess, but I got a feeling it's gonna be real lightweight. He getting this Charlamagne on. Charlamagne been on some bullshit lately too.
He not gonna be like now. If Charlamagne was doing the interview, then I'd probably be like, okay, this.
No, he had Nikki Haley on there, and they were asking her softball ass questions too. Nikki Haley was on Breakfast Club, and that shit was. Yeah. I don't understand why our black, quote unquote, I ain't going to call them leaders because they're not, but these media, guys that have these large media platforms are getting
Denied
these,
away from
getting
from
the real, for the hard questions and shit. Yeah. Like, Nikki Haley clearly was like, she suffered through racism before she was this big Republican, only to become a Republican and be like, racism doesn't exist.
Oh, no, the key is the one she was talking about, what was the reason for slavery, I mean, the reason for the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but.
Yeah. And the one dude was like, all right, that's it. No, it was like the dude, literally, he was a plant. And he was like, that's all I want to know. Yeah, he was like, Trump might have even sent her, low key.
Yeah.
Because that derailed her whole presidential campaign.
And Candace Owens is the worst type. She sued and won money.
With the help of the NAACP.
Only to realize.
And voted for. And worked on Barack Obama's campaign in 08.
Yep. Only to realize.
Did you see what Sage Steele said about that Barack Republican? Obama? That's another one too.
Only to realize that Republicans are fucking dumb and will pay you if you're just a token black and say some shit.
Yeah.
And she said, "I can make my money this way."
100%. And the line's shorter.
That's what the fuck
politics
she did.
Politics is a crazy game, bro.
What's funny is,
and fuck Sage Steele too.
You know what's so interesting about Sage Steele though, since you brought her up. I actually think she believes all that shit. Different she than Candace Owens. Candace Owens is grifting. I think that Sage Steele really believes that.
Oh no, she's 10 toes down.
That's the difference between both of them.
It's crazy to me because I would love to see. I would love to see like
she 10 toes
30
down.
For 30 behind the scenes of ESPN on how them conversations go. Because ain't no fucking way you.
Y'all ever seen that video with her flirting with Jalen Rose?
No,
I've never seen that.
Oh yeah,
I thought she liked white dudes.
I thought she married to a white dude.
Yeah, she is. But she was flirting with Jalen Rose. I'm talking about like heavy. Like, well, so yeah, remember last night when we was blah, 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 blah. It's on the air.
NBA Live? Yeah. I got to look that shit up.
Keep going though.
But there's nothing else to say. I mean, she literally was going on this rant about how we're proud to say Barack Obama is our first black president.
And he's not black for real. He's really biracial.
I was like, yo, what is, what? Like, I just, even if you are a like white person interviewing Sage Steele, like, something in you has to say, listen, who, like, what is
she getting interviews by people who believe what she believes?
What's the motivation behind what you are saying? And granted, because we already know what you're going to say. We already know how you feel. We already know what your views are. You've said it openly on ESPN multitude of times about your love for the flag and standing and everything else, right? But, like, what is your motivation behind how you're saying these things? Because it's like you want to read the room. You know how to read the room, and you literally.
I give Sage more of a pass because she really does believe it.
She believes that's
true. And, hey, I tell people to stand on what you believe in, and that's what she believe in. It's the motherfuckers like Whitlock and Candace Owens where I just be like, you motherfuckers is fucking tap dancing. The shit that y'all are tap dancing for the man.
Yeah.
And the shit don't look good on you. Coon don't look good on you, but you niggas look ridiculous.
Yeah.
His title with three straight. I'm gonna leave it at that.
And if you like Candace Owens or Jason Dylan Whitlock Rose, or Sage Steele, unfollow if you like. Fuck y'all. All right.
The thing is, how hard that ESPN tries to portray, first of all, it's Women's Month, Women's History Month. So, you know, shout out to women across the globe, right?
But like, shout out to Women's History Month.
Yeah, but like, the different backgrounds that work at ESPN, but like, when she speaks, it's like, bruh, there is no. It's like,
I don't have an issue with people,
you know,
if they believe in something. If you believe in some shit, it's not that you believe in it.
Yeah,
believe in what you believe. I don't have to fuck with you based upon your beliefs, though. Yeah. So, kudos to you believing what you
believe. At that point, it's on us. Yeah. She's saying what she believes, just like with Trump. Trump has, I would say, the only honest thing about Trump is that he has not shied away from saying the most belligerently just. Terrible, dumb
he knows right? The buttons to press,
but he sticks to it, and that's the one thing you can credit to him. He goes stick to the dumbest, craziest shit ever to get whatever rise out. So
I truly believe this, and I believe this. If Hillary wouldn't have been running and Trump could have been a Democrat, he'd have did that. He was just doing some shit I'm serious. Yeah. Like, he is the worst type of person. He'll do anything for a dollar. Trump, the motherfucker that will do, say, whatever. He'd be like, cut my grass, I'll pay you next week, and never fucking pay you. Like, he that type of nigga. Like,
he 100% is.
Like, that's Trump. Like, he's the worst kind of person that you can be.
Yeah.
And that's disheartening. Like, it's that he's made this level of success. Now, his father did help him and front him. His first money, because he probably wouldn't be successful without that. He'd just be a regular run-of-the-mill ass, hating-ass white person. And it is what it is.
All right, another one more political. No, we're going to get some more sports stories real quick because, you know, mixing up. I think that keeps people on their toes a little bit. Have y'all seen the whole thing with Matt Barnes being kicked out of the high school game for his son that Derek Fisher is the coach of?
What? No, I did not. Does it have to do with Derek Fisher?
No. Okay. That's the funny part. Okay. So, no, if you watch the video.
Did he get fired because of that?
Yeah, he got fired from, like, he was like a commentator for the Kings, I guess. I didn't even know he was a commentator for the Kings.
Oh, it's with Derek Fisher?
Matt Barnes. So, Matt Barnes' sons play on the high school team that Matt's kids are. Derek Fisher's the coach of the team, high school team.
Wow. Yeah. And nothing wrong with that.
So they're playing. But they're playing LeBron's old sons, Bronny's old team for the city championships or whatever. And his son got a tech. He walks down to confront the refs. And then, you know, some little kid commentators, like teenage Matt Barnes then went down and blah, blah, you know, blah, blah. So then Matt Barnes goes over to the kids on the air and is on them. Like, yo, you need to be chilling, like putting his hands on them, everything.
For real?
Yes. Yeah. Not like, but somebody put their hand on your shoulder, hey, man, you need to be shutting the fuck up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the kids got back on there like, that was just Matt Barnes, everyone. Yeah.
I mean,
That was Matt Barnes. Because
that's crazy. I mean, Matt Barnes, bro. You know, parents at these motherfucking like.
But I mean, Matt Barnes. I gave him the first pass when him having to trying to run up on Derek Fisher, but he has repeatedly been just being. But that guy. But
sometimes your emotions get the best.
But he's been that. He's been that.
But that's Matt Barnes. He played that way too.
Even if he's in the league, the infamous thing with the ball being thrown at Kobe Bryant's face when he was like this doing this when he was with the Magic.
Oh really?
He was always a shit starter. Matt Barnes been like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, like this probably would have weighed more on me if it was like, you know, Matt Barnes like jumped down and smacked up Derek Fisher. They got past that, so that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's still
I don't know
weird.
Because if you look at the video, Derek Fisher looking like he just go back to his huddle and like all this commotion's going on, and he's like, I know what's going on. Don't worry about that.
I mean,
okay, he's trying to get his kids together. Yeah.
He's been a good coach.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if you gotta watch the video because he looks over there like.
Yeah,
it's like he knows how Matt Barnes is.
He knows how Matt Barnes. That's the way he looks. I already know this for the happen. I know
my check right now. I can't fuck this up. I can't. I gotta let
that's
you go.
How, that's the way ahead. He looked. He looked go over ahead. There. You know, you look like.
It's like one of those things where you yell out, hey, chit.
Fuck it. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, relax, chit. Fuck it. Hey.
Yep.
There's been plenty of situations that we've been in where you just gotta let a nigga be a nigga.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah.
Matt Barnes really think he dark skinned.
What?
I just like saying shit to make you mad. I just like saying things to get a rise.
So we keep it NBA. This Wimby versus Chet,
no,
that's been going on.
No,
who is going to? Second season. Part is who is? Are they the future faces of?
No,
NBA?
It's boring. It's to me. It's boring.
Damn,
it's boring. It's boring. Like, bro, listen. First of all, Chet Holmgren, he's getting the pass that Blake Griffin got that year because he got hurt his rookie year. Oh, he's
I'm okay.
He got hurt. His rookie year, so he getting the pass that Blake Griffin got by getting considered for rookie of the year. Got it. Wembanyama is like this. Well, hey, 7'5", 7', whatever.
He big as he tall as shit.
8 foot tall ass man that's playing on a sucky team, but everybody's coming to see him because every once in a while he'll go off for like 30 and you know 30. Future face of the league and shit like that. Yeah. I still don't.
He's an attraction.
He is. He's an attraction. He's in San Antonio. They're trying to, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do, but it's not exciting because again, it's still OKC. And until if I see OKC against like Minnesota but even then I'm not looking at Chet Holmgren. I'm looking at the trash talk between Shea Alexandra's, I can't say the boy name, and Buddy off of Minnesota.
Anthony Edwards.
No. I'm looking at that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when I see we're going to look at the future. It's like, I don't get the same. Like when you saw AI and you talk about to go up against Kobe, you were like, okay, here we go. Two dogs. So the few future dogs. If I see Shea Gilgeous-Alexander go up against Anthony Edwards, okay, they've been trash talking. But if I see... It don't get the same hit.
I mean, they've been hating each other since like the international play, right?
Yeah. It goes back.
They just don't like each other.
They don't like each other, but it don't get the same hit. Like, it don't get the same hit.
So I'm gonna give you a person who was tall and lanky, and kind of skinny, who blossomed and ended up becoming like one of the faces of the NBA, and that's Durant. When Durant came in, he was just a tall, lanky. I didn't think Durant was gonna. I knew he could shoot, but I didn't think Durant was gonna be what he ended up becoming.
Oh man, I don't know, man. He was killing it at Texas.
No,
he's at Texas.
I didn't pay attention to Durant. Yeah, college.
No, I'm gonna be.
He was stupid.
Seattle, that's when I started noticing.
But I still,
it was him and Ray Allen on the team together, wasn't it?
Fuck, it was Ray
and
Allen.
I thought Ray Allen was gonna be the guy.
Ray Allen got traded to Boston Celtics, and then it became. Then they moved to OKC.
Yeah,
and that's when became the team.
Yeah. I was looking at Ray Allen, and I was like, "This is a nice young complimentary player."
He's the Ray Allen.
Yeah, but this is fucking Ray Allen.
Yeah,
Ray Allen getting traded was the best thing that happened to Kevin Durant.
It gave him that opening.
It put that battery in his back.
Was Westbrook a Seattle Supersonics too?
No, he was. Only one was Kevin Durant. So okay. Kevin Durant was a rookie. Then they moved to OKC, and then in that same offseason, reality trade to Boston. Fucking
Seattle, man. Wow.
And, I mean, low-key, I wonder if one of those picks ended up being Westbrook. For Ray Allen.
Wow.
I believe so. Let me see.
But I will say this. I'm not comparing either of those guys to Durant. Just saying, you just never know in 4 years what a guy's going to be.
Yeah.
We thought, well, not we, as in us, but the NBA thought Zion would be the face of the league by now.
Ooh, talk about a nigga that just, Zion's got to lose like 20 pounds, bro. But he's literally telling the people that write his checks, I'm not losing.
Oh, no. Jeff Green was the pick.
Okay.
Oh, shit. He's still.
So the trade.
Jeff Green's still hooping.
Yeah. So it was Ray Allen and Glenn Davis. He was a part of the pack.
Big Baby Davis.
Big Baby was a draft pick, though. So this is a draft day trade deal.
Yeah.
To the Celtics in exchange for Delonte West, Wally Zerbiak, and the fifth overall pick, who was Jeff Green. That's who went to Seattle, which ended up going.
Which is crazy that both Zerbiak and Delonte ended up in Cleveland. Both of them niggas. Shout out to Wally. Wally Zerbiak.
Yeah, man, I just, as far as
he a hating ass nigga though.
Yeah, I hate that too. Yeah, he is.
He was hating on Halliburton.
Yeah, he was one of those.
Really?
No. But he's one of those.
On the.
Yeah, but Wally.
He was like Halliburton.
Yeah, the NBA.
Halliburton not gonna be a real all star. He a fake. This was like last year.
He one of them old heads, and I hate that for him. I hate that for him because Wally was one of the ones. It could have been one of them great ones.
Wally was that truth in college too, though. Yeah, Miami, Ohio.
Wally's world.
But I mean, again, like when you talk about,
he's a one man team though. He's like one of the biggest one man teams ever. We'll talk about some else. I think he's a one man team in a second.
Yeah, but
on the women's side.
But when we were talking about Chet Holmgren and Wembanyama.
So who the face then? You think?
If I had out of the young guys. Fuck, man. I would say it's hard for me to say.
Is it Jason Tatum?
Fuck, yeah. Why did I say that? Yes, it would be fucking Jason Tatum. Yeah. That's who would be the new face of the league right now, which is crazy to me.
So you don't think it's Giannis still? Giannis got a ring.
No. Mm-mm. No.
And my question is, can an international player really be the face? Is my first question.
Okay.
And maybe that's why Wimby can never really do it. And with Chet Holmgren.
Can a white man also be the face of the league as well?
I'm not trying to go there.
I think
the last white face of the league
was who?
It was two at the same time. Well, it was two guys. They were both the face. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were both the faces of the league.
And that's the last white man that was the face of the league was Larry Bird.
Larry Bird and Magic both was. They was co-face.
Chet Holmgren ain't.
But the last white man to be the face was Larry Bird.
So Luka can't be it because he's a foreigner. Is that what you're saying? Because folks love Luka.
And Jovic's won the MVP for the last 2-3 years.
Who?
He ain't the face.
Oh, Joker.
It's not.
He can't be the face because he's not an American.
Basically, you're not a black American. Wait, listen. This is just me, my thoughts.
This is crazy.
I don't think that's why.
It's fucked up, but I'm just saying.
I don't feel like that's why Jokic can't be the face of the league.
Why not?
He can't dunk. And I don't like that.
He can't jump over a curve.
Luka, you really think Luka can be the face of the league?
No, I don't. I think he could. Exactly. But
I'm just naming off international.
I don't think my feelings are aligning to why.
He really likes Luka too, which is crazy.
Which I don't think my feelings are aligning as to why, because he's white and he's international.
No, it's both. He's got a double edged sword.
But that's not why I don't think he can be the face of the league. I just don't think so. Jason Tatum got that swag.
Giannis has a higher opportunity because he's black and international than Luka does to be the face of the league.
Jason Tatum got the swag though, but he got a ring.
It's been certain guys who I thought the NBA was like, this is
Devin Booker for a little hot second.
See, he's too light skinned.
Don't do that.
But Jason Tatum's not. What the fuck you mean?
No, Devin Booker looks. He's like that. He's on the cusp of being where you like. Is he black or white?
Jason,
you can be light skinned, but you can't be on the cusp.
He's from Mississippi.
Wait.
But you can't be on the cusp. No, he looked like he.
Jason Tatum don't.
50 years ago, he'd be passing.
Jason Tatum don't look that for you.
Devin Booker.
I'm going to put you this way. Devin Booker looked like he could be in an R&B group.
Shit, Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum
got the Edelman cut.
But Tatum is still hood certified.
Yeah, Tatum is Albie Sure.
I give you that.
Tatum is hood. Tatum hood certified.
Devin Booker is a member of DeBarge.
Touche.
And Touché. Even though DeBarge is from the hood. But they marketed them as a pop group.
They were, yeah, I get what you're saying. Albie Shore was singing hood songs.
Yes.
So like he was heavy, so like heavy D. Another.
Yes. Anthony Edwards couldn't be a why because he too dark.
No, Anthony Edwards could easily. Yeah, he's in the straight and demo. Like that's he's
but
right now.
But before but when y'all said Jason Tatum, I was gonna say Anthony Edwards.
No, his problem is he stood on business with that situation with that young lady. That's a king in armor. You cannot have.
You got to be like, listen.
I ain't saying you got to be straight and narrow.
I'm gonna be real. Only person,
but him sitting there like him saying, "I need a video. Are you taking a Plan B pill?"
I've only seen one.
But I'm just saying, nigga, you shit. Okay,
I've only seen one person come back with a chick, Kobe, and that was Kobe.
Because that was pre-internet,
and the
internet was there, but pre
that was pre-social media.
It was there,
but Kobe was able to come back. And become the face of the league.
Yes.
But other than that, you got to be like Magic was the face.
Until
AIDS came out.
My nigga,
yep.
I hated
AIDS came out and niggas was like oh,
nope, I'm out on Magic. They was out on Magic from having AIDS. He didn't even do nothing to nobody personally.
That nigga, and he lost it. How to this day? I need to Google that. He don't have AIDS no more. He don't have AIDS no more.
Pre 2003.
He don't have AIDS no more.
Pre 2003. How? I don't believe he really had it. That's pre 2003.
There you go.
I believe that. I don't.
That's pre 2003.
I don't think he would have retired if he didn't.
You know, my conspiracy theories only go pre 2003.
Oh, so they gonna make? Oh, they made Magic retire so Jordan could go ahead and ascend completely.
That's not what that okay. Is, I think it had something to do with some whole other stuff that was going on with Magic. Some whole other stuff. You know, that's not for this podcast. That's if I'm Cat Williams on. If I'm on Joe Rogan, I'll talk about it.
Magic Johnson is my favorite basketball player of all time. Do we have to box after this?
We got to box.
I'm asking you now.
Do we have to box?
No, seriously.
Do I need to stand on business?
Like niggas don't understand. I wouldn't even like basketball if it wasn't for Magic. Like Magic.
So why are you not a Lakers fan then? Because most people that are big Magic Johnson fans are Lakers.
Shout out to the Cavs too. Cavs number two team
in the East, baby.
So you watching them now, right?
I watched them all the fucking time. What do you mean?
I'm just saying. Versus watching.
I was literally talking about
my struggling ass Lakers.
This how I know
we celebrate 40,000 points, but the dick we still fucking lose by 10.
Hey, this how I know niggas be capping. Mm-hmm. I just in the Marco Polo was discussing the Cavaliers playing Dallas the other night. Literally, just
because they end up beating Dallas,
not even a week ago. So you know I watch fucking Cavs games. These don't even be on TV. Like I got the NBA package. I'm like, just for the Cavs. I grew up a Lakers fan actually as a kid. My favorite coach is Pat Riley.
Okay.
And Magic Johnson, my favorite player. My dad, I'm an '80s baby. So this is when niggas only like the Lakers for the most part, unless you lived in the city with a team. And white folks like. The Celtics. And that's just what it was. My first pair of basketball shoes.
What's the weirdest thing to have some cats end up being Boston Celtics fans that are black?
It's really weird.
But anyway. That are not from Boston. I get if this is your city and you're from there. Like, New Edition, I understand y'all from Boston. Yeah. You know. Benzino, I know you from Boston. Yeah. I get it. You're a Celtics fan. Yes.
So, my first pair of shoes is the old All-Stars, the Magic joints. My first pair, literally, my first real pair of shoes was the All-Star Magics. I was a Showtime Lakers fan.
Yeah, about the All-Star Magics.
I actually...
That was Converse, right?
Well, you know, yes, low Converse. Key, the other black team besides the Lakers was what team?
Detroit?
No.
Not yet.
No. Unless you back then, there. Back then, we talking about like you said your first...
Like the Knicks, maybe?
No. The 76ers with Julius Irvin.
Dr. J.
Okay.
And with Charles Barkley and Moses Malone.
If you didn't have a city...
Yeah, if you didn't have your city team, like if you're just a black dude living in, you know, Omaha... You was a Sixers fan or a Lakers fan if you were black. Yeah.
So literally what made me really move away and become, I was a kid that like, I had family in Ohio. So yep. I had an Eastern Conference team and a Western Conference team.
Yep.
But so my dad was a Lakers fan. So I grew up a Lakers fan. But then I had family in Ohio. So I liked both. They didn't play each other. I liked both teams at the same time.
Back then, they definitely didn't play each other.
I liked both teams at the same time. What made me veer away from the Lakers was when Magic was forced to retire. And I kind of jumped back in when Fat Magic came back. I just didn't have no other team.
Fat Magic.
He came back as a power forward. He was Fat Magic. I just was like, fuck it. I'm
MVP All-Star Game Magic.
But then they did. I thought they did Pat Riley dirty. And Pat Riley moved to New York. So Magic was retired. Pat Riley's in New York. And I really liked Eddie Jones. And I did not really fuck with Kobe. And I felt Kobe took Eddie Jones' spot.
Is it? Yeah.
So I was an Eddie Jones, Nick Van Exel guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. Because I was their guards.
That's the my last. That's my last years of being a real Lakers fan. When Kobe. And I didn't like the, I really didn't like Shaq all that much either. So that whole, that new transition with Dale Harris, all that shit. Mm-hmm.
Shit, Van Exel went to the Mavericks and got busy though.
And this let you know, this let you know I was
a Eddie Jones get a ring. He got a ring in Miami, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He?
Yeah.
Did he get a ring with Lakers?
Yes, he did.
No. They shipped him out right before to make room for Kobe. That's the whole point.
And then he got,
they shipped him to the exit to the Hornets.
Yeah. So no, seriously.
Actually part of the trade with Vlade to the Hornets.
This lets you know that I was actually
Larry Johnson and them.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's after Larry
Johnson. No, Larry Johnson was gone. He was in New York.
He's already gone? Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. I forgot about that.
This lets
shit.
You know I was a fan. Dale Harris was the coach. I remember that. I know the whole breakdown of the team. And I said, you know what? My nigga Pat gone. fucking Eddie gone. I don't like this nigga Kobe. Kobe was trying to be a rapper and shit. I feel like he was a lame nigga because he lived in France. You know, I'm deep in the. This nigga ain't. He ain't my kind of black. And I was being prejudiced. I'm going to be real. I was being prejudiced. I can admit that. Like, Kobe had the fucking... Like, I just didn't like Kobe. I just did not. He had took Brandy to fucking prime. I was like, I don't like this nigga. This nigga too Hollywood. Fuck this nigga. So anyway, I kind of was... there was a time where I was kind of a Cavs fan and a Knicks fan at the same time due to Pat Riley. Just Pat Riley. Pat's my guy. I grew up... Like, that's my... That's
Pat Riley's
the coach of my childhood.
And it's ill that he the way he changed his style though too to go to New York.
And I was so fucking happy when LeBron ended up going to Miami. Like I not at first, but then I was like, "But you with Pat?" I was like, "You
gonna
what?
Do it? You gonna do it?"
I'm like, "You my current favorite player, and you with my favorite fucking coach, even though he's a fucking GM." But yeah, but I never hated the Lakers. I just didn't like Kobe. So, and when Kobe retired. I was like, you know what? The Lakers not too bad of a team. Let me slide back and see what they're talking about.
So you became, did you become a fan of Lakers fan before Kobe? Or Kobe made you?
Nah, before Kobe. I was before Kobe.
Okay.
Yeah, my,
so you like Magic and them
fat, yeah, my dad. Fat Magic or Skinny Magic?
My dad was a big Lakers fan.
Okay, boom.
And, yeah. And then like, when that whole switch happened, shit, I remember when Magic was trying to be coach and shit. That shit was.
And that feeds into why I fucking hate Jordan too. Because Jordan fucking would get the Cavs the Blues.
And the Knicks.
He would get the fucking Knicks the Blues and the Lakers. Yep. Magic's last time in the finals
was against Jordan.
So I hate this nigga. And I also watched him lose my first half of my childhood.
And then just dominate the second half.
But it wasn't him. It was the triangle and it was Pippen. That triangle saved Jordan's career, dog. I swear to fucking God.
No, we had Rodman though too, man.
That's that second. Three-peat.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that triangle offense. Jordan would score 88 points and they'll lose by 28.
Like BJ Armstrong.
So I got a question for y'all. This is a hypothetical since we've been talking about the Bulls this episode. Do y'all think that the Bulls would have got with the Rockets when they run 8-2?
No. Didn't nobody, no one.
The I Only Listen to 90s Music podcast is a show for 80s babies who were 90s kids. If you were a No Limit soldier, then this is your show. If you believe that Cash Money is not an army, but was a Navy, this is the show for you. If you and your friends ever tried to sing a song written by Escape, En Vogue, Shy, or Boyz II Men at a talent show during middle school, this is your show. The I Only Listen to 90s Music podcast is a bunch of 80s babies talking about all the songs and things that we loved when we were kids and teenagers. So if you went to the skating rink and you were at a lock-in, this is the show for you. If you think that Tevin Campbell was the original prince of R&B, this is the show for you. If you don't understand the conflict between Monica and Brandy, but you're kind of on Monica's side and understand why Brandy got punched, this is the show for you. Make sure that you tune in, subscribe, click the little subscribe link. We're here. We're going to talk about all things 90s music. This is the show for you.
Guard Hakeem.
Hakeem had that footwork, dog.
And they wouldn't have had Rodman already. This would have been, they would have been out. I mean, I guess, because I've had arguments with people about this. Listen, like, we would have got another power forward.
Hey, bro, people really sleep on how good Clyde fucking Drexler was with them, bro.
What are you talking about? Clyde Drexler was doping when he was in Portland.
Like, he was getting major buckets in fucking Houston.
They made the finals twice, 2 years in a row.
They won it back to, but I'm saying, do you think that the
Bulls could have. Do you think that Houston would have beat Jordan for one of those rings? Or both? Would,
I think Houston would have definitely got one. I don't know if
they ain't got both.
I think that they got the first one, and I think Phil Jackson would have went out and got somebody for Hakeem.
Oh, he'd have been like, oh, I ain't fucking around with you.
Yeah, he would have fucked.
So the first one would have been a thing of like,
when they played Orlando. Like Horace Grant was whipping their ass, and they said, we got to fix this. And they went out and got Rodman. I definitely think the Bulls would have had the money to go out and get somebody, but I think that first one would have been Houston's. And this is me. I hate the Bulls. Bulls would have got the second one. They would have found somebody. Mm-hmm. They had to plug somebody in.
Because Houston beat the Knicks for the first one, right?
Yep.
And then they beat the Magic for the second.
Yeah. They would have found somebody to at least hamper Hakeem in some way.
That's another.
You can't stop Hakeem. You just got to hamper Hakeem.
Another franchise is just, damn, bro. Fucking every time. Like, they
I've been telling you to let it go with the Knicks, bro.
And they just slowly declined.
When Pat left, I like Van Gundy, but he wasn't Pat. When Pat left,
he on a decline. That shit crazy to me, man. But now, also, I would say, hey, man, you got to get props where props due. I said on my Instagram, like, I don't fuck with Brian like that. You know what I'm saying? But you got to respect the man, bro. Like, 40,000.
My man got a triple-double in
40,000.
Everything. 40,000.
40,000, 10,000. And we lost.
And we lost. Somebody else.
Y'all won some good games last week, though.
Yeah, this ain't college, nigga. This ain't rankings. We 10th. We fucking put Warriors again in the playing tournament.
Kaitlyn Clark today broke.
Cold. The fucking. Hey, that white
she's
girl.
She's the all-time leading scorer.
That white girl. Cold.
I got to get. I'm going to get Doja some props.
That white girl. Cold.
Hey, Doja.
Doja, you've been talking about
flowers. Your ass has been following girls basketball more than I ever thought that you did. And I'm pretty sure about 6 or 7 episodes ago, I was like, nigga, we don't even watch girls basketball. And you have gone, not because of what I said, but you have proven me completely wrong.
That's shit.
I'm going to shake your hand.
Oh, shit.
No. Because he's in stats. Y'all watching this game? I'd be like, nigga, no, I'm not watching the game.
Nigga. Kaitlyn Clark.
Man, he be on that shit.
I thought it was just some stat pad. Now, I ain't going to hold you.
It be some stat pad.
This last game where she just got her points, mm-hmm. She got her points up the fucking free throw, and it was a technical foul. Come on, dog. Come on, dog. The coach wouldn't really pop
but it's like quality team, though, too. Ohio State's going to win the Women's Big Ten. Too though, like they were first place. So I mean, she did it on her. She got them.
If
she got the team number one, it's not like it was the lower team in the conference.
I'm gonna say this: LSU, South Carolina,
USC.
You got USC. Oh, girl,
Juju.
She bad too. Ooh, she
Juju,
bad.
Juju, bad. Juju, Juju, Juju.
Yeah, he's scoring it. So,
he's thinking another bad. Oh,
talking about another.
Yeah, I'm talking about like she.
No, but she bad too though. Like she nice with it.
Yeah,
and she nice.
She only a freshman too.
Yeah, she date nobody.
She gonna break. They already said like she's already on pace to break Caitlin's record.
Bro, nah, she nice with it too. And she had that motherfucker on a yo-yo. Like she be having that motherfucker on a yo-yo, and her little and the baby hair still be just flourishing. Nigga, oh my goodness.
So you saying your final four, women's final four?
I'm gonna say South Carolina.
Yep.
LSU.
Yep.
Iowa.
Mm.
You motherfucker, that last one. That last one, you motherfucker. I'm gonna say
USC.
I think Ohio State gonna steal a game and somehow get down.
Ohio State is winning the women's Big Ten.
I think Ohio State's gonna.
But this is also the thing. Iowa is only going as far as Kaitlyn Clark, and right now she on.
And my whole thing is, I'll let her score 40. Everybody else ain't doing nothing.
TLC, listen, bro. This thing. If she go up against LSU or South Carolina,
they go dog walk her.
They go dog like KG was talking.
It depends on how they do the brackets.
Yeah, it depends on all the brackets.
Yeah,
I mean, everything is pending on these brackets.
We may need to do
a breakdown when you know what? We gonna have a breakdown on the women's bracket. Ain't nobody else has a male generation show is gonna do a male.
Yes, I'm with it.
Let's do a breakdown of the brackets when the
I've watched more women's college basketball than I have men's this year.
I'm gonna tell you because of Doja. Listen, the LSU versus the women's basketball LSU versus South Carolina game, that shit went to the wire. That was the motherfucking yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, man, South Carolina is
undefeated. They finished undefeated. They got what's the college coach's name?
It's Dawn Staley.
Dawn Staley.
Yeah. South Carolina, and, they got what a girl from Incarnate Word on their team.
Hey, really?
Oh, girl. Oh, that's dope. They got drafted last year was from Incarnate Word. I
didn't know that.
And South Carolina, they real, bro.
Low key, y'all know, Incarnate Word is the best team in the country.
No, I didn't know that.
Really? They've been the best girls team in the country for last 3 or 4 years.
They ain't lost.
Like Incarnate Word in Normandy is the number one, been the number one team the last 3 or 4 years bro. In high school.
Hey, so it's a little house like right behind Incarnate Word.
Yep.
That's the house that when I was an RA, that's the house we lived in.
Oh wow!
You know, I've never been inside that house.
You were inside that.
No, I've never been inside that house, but behind the one I never went over there.
It was in the pool. You didn't come to when I lived over there.
I never lived in the pool. It wasn't, but I don't know. I just never know.
Damn, hey, you missed a good time.
I'm sure I did.
Them niggas tried to drown me. They threw me in the pool. I told them I couldn't swim, and they threw me in anyway.
I never been over there.
Yeah. You on pressure still? What happened?
I just never made it over there. Shit it was on the other side of the fucking. I was staying at Seton Hall, and that shit was over there by the fucking.
Yeah.
Ain't going all the way over there.
Okay.
So what is the next big thing?
Tritons.
Look, Galaxy believes the next big thing is you.
My old dorm is gone.
Me?
Yes, look at you. You're open to experiment. You open your heart.
I have a play this weekend.
And with the power of Galaxy AI, you'll open even more possibilities and open your imagination. We're putting all that power in your hands. The next big thing is you.
I'm so sick of that name.
I'm not sick of
Damon. Now I'm you. Nigga, I'm tired of hearing your goddamn
I'm
story.
Not sick of Damon.
I'm sick of your story.
Because just like anybody, like you just said, you gotta be able to tell a story. My thing is,
I'm two-faced on this one. I'm sick of Damon.
If there's three of y'all that put this thing together, Jay-Z is obviously gone on to just elitism, right? Mm-hmm. He's on a whole other class.
Biggs is
enjoying his. Fruits of his money.
He got locked up for a little bit.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He came out with more money.
Yeah.
Wait.
He was selling weed before it was legal.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, he's still sitting on some. He ain't hurting for a burger, right? Yeah. He good right now, yeah. Right? Dame Dash is the only one that is still like, we created that. It's like, I get it, bro. You did. But there's a lot of records from a lot of different people that say that we created. But like, when the man asked you for his masters, and you know the background of what masters holds, right? You couldn't answer it being that, nah, I still eat off that. You was too proudful to say that. Pride is the devil, right? Yes. That's the truth. And I think you living off a lot of prideful remarks. And he's so fucking smart. He's so fucking smart. When you listen to him talk, it's like he be putting out gems. But then he gets into this prideful. If you know anybody from New York, they real arrogant. Like they just, you can't tell them shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So he fits that motive. And I'm just like, bro, like why are you sitting here still barking at Jay-Z? Jay-Z is currently making love to Beyonce and loving life right now. And
loving life right now.
Sitting somewhere in a beautiful loft that I'm imagining in off the Brooklyn Piers. And if you know the Brooklyn Piers, if you know, it's beautiful over there. It's beautiful over there. You feel what I'm saying? So, you need to just re-up on whatever you go do, file bankruptcy, hold your bread tight, and live the rest of your life, my dog. Like, let that shit go. That's over. You know what I'm saying? I hate it. I remember when I found out Rockefeller's breaking up on that motherfucker Source magazine. Oh!
Yo, I'm not even going to hold y'all. Incarnate Word won a district championship game by 60 points.
Damn.
They beat Pattonville 88-28. Shout out to Don Boyce. That's his daughter team.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I'm looking at the. Googled it and it was like the first score that popped up. They dog walked through.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Are we playing?
We get a butt whipping shit. Motherfuckers, the Celtics beat the shit out the Warriors today.
Hey, the Warriors, listen, man.
140-88.
It's sad to see. Cause I hated the Warriors, but it was a friendly hate to see a dynasty fall. They fallen.
I mean, they both the Warriors and the Lakers fall before our eyes.
Okay, bro.
They are,
bro.
They both fall before our eyes.
I already know where this is going.
The Lakers have been failed, bro. They fell. They other than the one ring that y'all don't count with the bubble ring, they hadn't made the playoffs before Brian got there in the longest time. The Warriors went to like a bunch of finals in a row, and like we comparing apples to oranges. No disrespect. The Warriors were like literally them niggas won.
No disrespect.
Because I saw the Cavs fall. The Cavs went to what? Four straight finals And then them niggas fell.
And now y'all number two in the East.
We've rebuilt. Praise the Lord. We've rebuilt. And we wrote. We ain't going to win, though. We not.
Y'all think I can get to the East Conference Finals?
No. I'm realistic.
Who y'all play right now? If y'all
shit. We don't have anybody that can stop Tatum. We have no one.
First round, who y'all play though? Y'all play.
I don't even know. They got to be a playing game and shit. Nigga, I don't know.
But yeah, our last topic. This one is ridiculous. I'm gonna plug this in.
Here this is Shannon Sharp joint, or which one we doing?
No.
You do not drink water. Dogs drink water. Camels drink water. Four-legged beasts drink water. Do you know in order to drink water scientifically, you would have to stand on all fours, you have to elongate your neck, and you have to lap the water with your tongue? Your tongue is not even long enough and it don't have the type of muscles that other mammals have to even lap that water in. In order for you to drink water, you got to close your hands together, do this. You got to do everything but what you can do naturally with it to even drink this water. You getting water in cups and glasses. You weren't born with cups, glasses, and bowls and none of that other shit. These are utensils that you make for you can assimilate other creatures, for you can start drinking these things, just like you make knives and you make forks because you don't have claws like a carnivore, and you make these knives and these forks for you can claw and rip and tear into flesh, showing you that you were not created to eat flesh. Same thing when it comes to water. See, you're supposed to eat water, you're supposed to chew water, you're not supposed to drink water.
They said that you don't need water to survive.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I don't. I saw that. I just
scientifically, my
like, what is
he said that because we don't walk on all fours and our tongues aren't elongated and we don't lap up the water.
I would challenge him to not drink water for a year if he really believes what he's saying.
He said
he claimed he does,
huh?
He claimed he does.
He said he don't drink water at all.
He just
eat fruit. That's how he gets his water.
Okay, well, okay. Whatever. You know what I
mean? Whatever. He said, yeah.
Sometimes people just want to. It's like.
He's from the crib, too. And that makes me think.
I don't have a problem with people that are like this, you know, this influence, like this. I'm in depth and deep.
He too woke. Can you take a nap? He's too woke.
But sometimes when you too woke, you just. I'm not aligned with you, bro.
Like now you just.
Yeah.
You do.
Because I know how I feel when I drink water. I feel like a totally different person.
He said something wrong because we learned as people how to make utensils and cups.
And then he started going into the whole thing about why we shouldn't eat meat and because, you know, we weren't originally geared to eat meat. I'm like, really? They was killing fish back in the dinosaur days. What do you say?
I got a question. There's certain things that you need a tool to get to. How you get into a coconut? If you just bash it, the water gonna spill out because it's hollow. How you cutting open watermelons and shit and cantaloupes? You throwing them motherfuckers on the ground and then eating it dirty? Like I'm just saying, every fruit you can't just grab with your hand and just eat. So you can't peel oranges because you're not supposed to use your hands. Remember, we can't cup water. Yeah. So for the orange, you just pick it up and bite it and eat through the peeling? Like, it was so many goofy things that crossed my mind. I was like, so... By this logic, how are you even on a podcast using technology? We wasn't born with technology. Like, why you got clothes on? Nigga, you born naked. Like, by the things he was saying, I was just like, your whole life, you need to be living in a hut some goddamn where.
I said living in a hut.
In a hut with no fucking nothing in that motherfucker. No TV, no nothing. And you just fucking make fire. Can you make fire? We weren't born with fire. Like, nigga, you should just be fucking foraging and eating fruit. Your life should be foraging for fruit every fucking day.
You're right.
By your logic. But of course, this nigga is sitting in central air with a great fucking computer. With cameras and shit. You pick and choose the technology that you want. I'm going to use a cup, my nigga. Like, the fuck? He said you can't even cup your hands together.
Yeah.
You gotta just.
You're not supposed to do that.
You just supposed to put your face in the water and lap it up. Dogs drink water. Camels drink water. People shouldn't drink water. My nigga, you two ain't no way you wanted some clicks. Yeah. There's no way you believe this. And if you do, anybody who following you is goofy as fuck. And listen, I know people who follow this nigga. I checked the Instagram to see mutual followers. Right. I am judging the fuck out of all of you niggas.
So I want to go see mutual
followers. I am that type of petty. I put it on face. I am judging you. Just know, I wasn't saying that for jokes. I am judging you. That doesn't mean I don't like you anymore. I just don't trust you with regular shit no more. I would just be like, not taking no advice from you at all. None.
What you got on Indulgent as we wrap up?
I just think that
you a big water drinker.
I just that think nigga that, love water.
I just think
that you living your life wrong, bro. Your whole life.
You've been living your whole life.
It's a lot. I just think that some people
your whole life wrong.
Some people just are just too deep for their own good sometimes. Just some things just okay. Like I'm at the point in my life, bro. I really am. Like when I hear shit and been told shit and whatever. 2 + 2 = 6.
And I say wild shit on this podcast all the time.
I'll be like, you got it.
Yeah. Shit, hey, and listen.
It. You got it.
I say wild shit all when the time.
Be like, when
nothing
be like,
that wild.
When a nigga be like, yeah, I'm tell you,
don't drink water.
And as I'm taking down this ice mountain, because ice mountain water is fucking fire. I'm like, you right, bro. Shit, you shouldn't drink water. Shit, don't mind me.
No, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I say all types of things like Evian water and all shit like that.
Evian water is fire too. I'm gonna say, hold on, top five.
Top five waters. Hold on. Here we go.
Avion, I ain't go in no order. Sorry, because that's too hard. Avion,
see if he
Ice
one.
Mountain.
Let's see if he
Fiji.
One. Okay,
that's
my top one.
Fuck! Hold on.
Gatorade make water now.
What?
I'm playing.
Oh wait, shit!
I actually think they do though.
Oh damn, that's an Ice Mountain already.
You did.
Damn, I don't know. Maybe it's top three then. Because Fiji, Avion water is so fucking good.
Avion, and then you said Ice Mountain.
That's it. That's all I got. I can't think of no other ones.
You ain't got no Dasani?
Fuck no.
Yo!
I told you, Gatorade, they got water now.
Yeah, it just came out. I saw the commercial for
it. It's got electrolytes in it and shit.
Missouri tap water.
Hey, no. Not even Missouri, St. Louis tap water.
St. Louis tap water.
I don't know what the fuck Kansas City's
talking
about.
St. Louis tap water's fire, but that's all I got. I said that's four, just those four.
I will say this: St. Louis got the best tap water in the world.
Dasani's fucking gross. Aquafina, fucking gross.
Dasani tastes like it was some water that somebody drank and then spit it back out. Like they had morning breath when they was, and then they was
like ever since I saw, which one of them is made by Coca-Cola? Is it Aquafina or Dasani? One of them two.
Dasani.
If you can tell, Dasani it's like by y'all Coca-Cola. It was some residue of Coca-Cola in the water. It just tastes right.
It don't taste right. It literally tastes like I would imagine if you just woke up and drank some water, then spit it back in the cup and put it in the fridge, what that would taste
like. Yeah, Coke is Dasani.
Yeah, it's
Dasani is the worst water.
Aquafina might be Pepsi.
I'm good on both of them.
Aquafina is not horrible. It's not Dasani. Dasani's by far the worst.
Yeah, blue collar. If it's blue collar, I gotta get it done. And I'm buying some. It's Ice Mountain. If I'm feeling sexy,
yeah, Pepsi owns Aquafina.
If I'm feeling sexy,
I'm going straight to Fiji.
I'm
going straight to Fiji.
Damn. Hold on.
If Fiji I'm bottle sexy, like this, this should be $4.
If I'm feeling sexy, Avion, am I going Fiji?
They got Avion at the airport.
Fresh out of a haircut, I walk into a gas station to get some water, and I see all three, I got a little money in my pocket. I might go Fiji,
bro. I'm letting you know right now. Fiji. You can tell if you ever see me with some Fiji money, I got paid today.
Nigga, that Fiji water different.
I'm going straight there.
That Fiji water different. And I don't get the small bottle. Hot damn! If I'm going all in, I want the big.
Oh, you get the big one?
Yeah,
that's about $9.
When I was in Dallas, I seen a gallon jug of Fiji water.
How much was it? To this day, how much it cost?
I did not see how much it cost. I did not go buy it. I was at a Walmart and I was like, I should buy this. This is monumental.
That's
this
a flex.
Is legendary. Right here. Can you imagine if I walk around drinking a gallon of Fiji water,
bro? I'd have bought it and kept the bottle and just kept putting water in it.
Show right.
I ain't gonna even lie.
Yeah,
how niggas be doing they liquor? I know you niggas be doing that shit. You bought one bottle and now you putting some bullshit in there. I know. Epsilon, it worked, but it tastes different. I know.
Well, man, thank y'all listening to episode of Just Posted. As y'all see that, y'all gonna get this in two different parts. We gonna spread it out. Spread it.
This was
we
a
had
long
so many
one.
Topics. We had a lot
y'all.
Of topics though.
We ain't get to talk about my boy Shannon Sharp. Leave them alone, man. Nigga, leave Shannon alone.
Y'all want to go into it real quick?
Why y'all always
two episodes? I mean,
why y'all worried about people's sexuality, man?
Yeah, like,
if he was
like low key,
relax, nigga.
Toxic chick. That's the toxic shit. Like you calling somebody gay is making you look gay. Like what you? This is exactly why I don't do the pause and no homo. Nah, nigga. Hey, shit. If I say something crazy, whatever, I can't think on top of my head. But I say something crazy. Hey man, you gotta pause. No, I don't.
You gotta do that pause.
I'm 41, bro. I'm a whole dad. I ain't got to pause shit. No, I'm not pausing. Not no. Yo, shorts too. That's cool. You looking though? Why you? I remember. I saw one of my students. He said, your shorts. My pants. Your pants too tight, man. You look. Why you look at my legs? That. Oh, hold on. Like, yeah, exactly. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't doing all that.
I will say this.
I ain't pausing.
I've never bought an outfit and been like, I'm going to kill these niggas with this one. When I was single, I was dressing to attract women. Mm-hmm. And it was some shit I really liked. I've never been around and be like, hey, I'm going to walk in the club. The niggas going to love this. Any nigga doing
wait
that?
Wait till they see me now.
Any nigga doing that? You the problem, bro. Let niggas wear what they want to wear. Like, and then y'all doing screen captures of niggas, making the picture look like he was in a sassy ass pose. Bruh. It's a screen capture. You catch me getting out the car. Ain't no telling what the fuck I'm gonna look like. Let the video play. Y'all know what y'all doing.
Essential water is good too. Essentia, sorry.
It's a.
That's the research.
It's an agenda. Stop because a black man is successful. He's got to be gay. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with being gay if he was.
Smart water's trash too, by the way.
I don't mind smart water.
They got
some that's like alkaline, and they got different.
They got this liquid death. I don't like that. It's water.
It come in a can.
I don't.
We didn't jump back to water, huh?
I just can't. I'm sorry.
That's what we doing.
I'm sorry. I just can't. I just can't.
I'm not doing that.
Liquid. So it comes in a can. Liquid death doesn't taste that bad. I had it in Texas last time I was in Dallas. It was cool.
All right, Doja. Where can people hit you up at?
On Instagram,
spell it correctly.
Doja, DOSIA, and then you got to put the little underscores in between the letters, and I'll be on Facebook. That's it, man.
All right. What about you, Sleep?
You can catch me on X. I'm calling it X now. Fuck it, I drank the Kool-Aid. Gotta go to sleep. GOTTAGO SLEEP little underscore. Same name on Instagram, no underscore. Same name on Threads. No underscore.
I still have not been on Threads.
And that shit, if you, my real
I
name.
I try to put our stuff on.
My real name, Eric. So if you find me on Facebook.
If you can find me.
As long as you ain't talking crazy, nigga.
It's all good.
I fuck with you. Talk crazy, I'm quick to block you. After, like, I'm going to talk real crazy to
also,
you. And before you respond, block you. So
I don't understand sparkling water either.
Back on waters.
Now, clearly Canadian. I fuck with clearly Canadian. But I don't fucking understand.
Nobody's ever had. I gotta make this a whole section.
San Pellegrino. I don't understand that shit, bro.
One, San Pellegrino is delicious. Just
why the fuck
you know.
Do you drink sparkling water?
I don't drink it for water. I don't drink it after a workout. But if
what's the point of sparkling water?
It's just got like a little kick to it.
I put
it
like this. Again, sound feeling fancy. I done made me a little charcuterie board or some shit. And I ain't want to drink no wine. I drink me a San Pellegrino.
Just drink some water.
I don't want no water.
He wanted
water.
He wanted little bubble.
Want a little razzle dazzle. I don't want no champagne because it's four p.m.
It's water.
It's 4 p.m. I want some fizz, and I barely drink soda unless I'm drinking liquor.
I don't understand.
It's
not for me.
It's not for exactly.
That's okay. That's fine.
This is what the fuck I got to deal with, y'all. And this is my best friend. I love him to death.
Are we still recording?
Yes. This is what the fuck I got to deal with. Anyway. Hey, we are really, really close. I keep saying that, mm-hmm. But I'm talking like 30 motherfuckers
Crystal
away.
Geyser is the other one. Hey, yo, nah, I ain't bullshitting now. I'm just being real. Crystal Geyser is the other one. That motherfucker is nice, nigga. Crystal Geyser water,
if y'all
that's
can,
my shit.
If you see, zoom
that
in.
Is my shit.
If you got this zooming on my face.
That is my shit. Crystal Geyser water, that's my
it
shit.
Can't be that good if you couldn't even think of it. Like,
it's off the top of my head. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so we really close to the 1,000, like 30 away or some shit. So like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, share. We appreciate y'all. All
right.
Peace.
Yep.